Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today in this episode of the program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to explain another meaningful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is narrated by Salman al-Farisi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Salman saying that, Ya Salmanu, inna laka fi illatika thalath khisalin. أنت من الله عز وجل بذكر ودعاؤك فيه مستجاب ولا تدعو العلة عليك عليك ذنبا إلا حطته متعك الله بالعافية إلى انقضاء أجلك. The Prophet said that, يا سلمان, O سلمان, إن لك في علتك ثلاث خصال. When you become sick, you gain three things. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we got sick, we are always just complaining and just being nervous, being worried about each and everything in that kind of occasions and situations. But the Prophet says that when you become sick, O Salman, you gain three things. That's really nice, really beautiful. Says that, what are these three things? The Prophet says that you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. So you always remember and remind yourself of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدُعَاءُكَ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ. And your prayers are answered. O Salman, when you become sick, your prayers, your du'as in that situation will be answered, will be responded. وَلَا تَدْعُ الْعِلَّةُ عَلَيْكَ ذَنْبًا إِلَّا حَطَّتْهُ. The Prophet says that all your sins are pardoned due to the, let's say, ailment. And then says, may Allah make you enjoy good health. مَتَّعَكَ اللَّهُ بِالْعَافِيَةِ إِلَى انْقِضَاءِ أَجَلِكَ. May Allah make you enjoy good health up to the time of your death. Look how beautiful hadith is this, that the Prophet says that when you got sick or when you become sick, you should not be that much worried about this sickness. Because during that time, first of all, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be remembered by you, and that is a blessing. And then you start praying and making dua. And then the Prophet says that your dua will be accepted, will be answered. This is a very nice point, that during sickness, while you're sick, you have to pray. Because the Prophet says that your dua will be accepted. And all your sins are pardoned due to that ailment. This is also a very nice point that is mentioned here by the Prophet. And then Prophet says that may Allah make you enjoy good health to the end of your life, O Salman. That's a very beautiful hadith. Thank you very much. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد.